As I was preparing for today's message, I was looking at the lectionary readings for this Sunday, back on Monday. And I was going through and reading the Old Testament lesson and reading the Psalter lesson and reading the Epistle lesson and reading the Gospel lesson and scratching my head and saying to myself, what in the world am I going to preach on? And as I read the Old Testament lesson, the word suddenly rang in my ears and I heard the music of Handel's Messiah playing in my head. I can hardly read these words from Malachi without hearing the music and these words put to the music of the great master, Handel, who wrote the Messiah. And the Messiah, my friends, is not just the Hallelujah chorus. The Messiah is an incredibly beautiful collection of scriptural passages put to beautiful classical music and choral arrangements. And so I put the CD in and closed it up and let it run. And I sat back and listened to the beautiful choral pieces of one of my favorite classical masters. And as I listened, these words were sung. Now, I'm not going to sing them, but here they are in the King James, which is what Handel used. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire. He is like a refiner's fire. And I reached over and I hit the pause button. And I sat up. Because suddenly I heard in this musical rendition of the scripture, I heard something that I had not heard before. I heard something that struck me as very appropriate for the second Sunday of Advent, for the second Sunday of preparation for his coming. The words, he is like a refiner's fire. Interesting terminology. We normally think of the Christmas story in sweet platitudes, if you will. A baby in a manger. Shepherds coming from the wilderness, kneeling down in front of the baby with the mother and Joseph and the animals in the stall and wise guys thrown in from the other gospel just, you know, to make the picture complete. What a wonderful image we normally have of the birth of Jesus. The idea of Jesus being like a refiner's fire is one that, frankly, is nearly foreign to our Christmas imagery today. And yet it is so very, very important. And it's important for us in this Advent season to pay attention to what the refiner's fire is doing within and for us. What does it mean when it says, he is like a refiner's fire? What is a refiner's fire? Why do they refine metals? Why do they refine gold and silver? They do it to get the impurities out. There are impurities in any common ore of gold or silver, and the only way to get it out is to melt it down. In effect, to destroy it to some degree. And when you melt it down, the bubbling and the convections bring the impurities to the surface. And that enables you to see the impurities and to slowly separate them out. And then you allow the silver or the gold to cool down and harden up, and they will have no impurities. They will be pure. A refiner's fire, therefore, does something that we think is the opposite of the normal use of fire. Fire is to heat and to burn and can destroy. But fire can heat and warm, and cook, and purify too. And here it causes the gold, the silver, the metal to melt so that you can identify and remove the impurities. Now, what does this mean for you and me? How is Jesus like a refining fire for us. How can this little child in a stall in Bethlehem of Judea, or as I like to modernize it, how is this little child in that garage out behind the Motel 6? Because that's exactly what it was. The stable behind the inn. How is this little baby? How is this child going to be like a refining fire to you and me? I have a friend in California. And I was talking with him online last night. And he was telling me of the situation in his family. Of his grandmother who had a stroke. And the problems that were going on in the family at this time because of that. And of his situation at work and how horrible it was. And how exhausted he was. And how overworked he was. And how frustrated he was. And how he felt as though he wasn't going anywhere. And how his finances had gone into the toilet. And as a result, he and his wife were hurting. And he said, Greg, it's as if every Christmas something horrible happens that just bends me out of shape. It's not fair. And it's not. But you know something? Something similar happens to me. Something similar happens to most of us at Christmas time or at other special times. And I believe, especially at this time of the year, this heat, this strife, this difficulty can indeed become like a refiner's fire to melt us down, to soften us up. It hurts, but it's a time of preparation. And when we are melted down and when we are softened up and when we are caught off our guard and found at the lowest moments of our lives, it is possible for us to look and to see the impurities that are there. The impurities in our thoughts, the impurities in our life, the impurities in our actions, the impurities in our desires and dreams, the impurities in our goals and aspirations, the impurities in our ideals, which are sometimes sorely lacking. The refining fire of life, a life that Jesus calls us to live, can help us to see and identify the impurities that exist. When I am the lowest is the time I notice my faults the most. When everything's going great in the world, I'm all happy. And I don't want to notice the problems. And I don't want to notice the inadequacy, and I don't want to notice the impurity. But when I get beaten down, I notice the problems. And when I'm honest with myself, I know that the only person I have to blame is myself. Life can be, life with Christ is not a rose garden. Life can be like a refiner's crucible. And Jesus, our blessed Lord, comes to heat us up a little bit. In the midst of our disasters, He comes to be with us, and He heats us up, and we start to soften to His will, and the impurities come to the surface. And in those moments, rather than being dejected and upset that those impurities are there, allow Jesus to skim them off. That's all you have to do. Turn them over to Christ and say, I see these impurities in my life. I need to deal with them. Lord, I give them to you. Skim them off the top of my life and take them away so that I might be like refined gold and silver and make my offering of righteousness, the offering of righteousness that you give me, the offering of my very self to you. If you haven't guessed it already, this is an Advent message that is about sanctification. The calling that each of us has to open ourselves to the grace of God and allow the grace of God to move and to transform us into greater and greater likenesses of the image of Christ. And that image, that presence of Christ comes to be with us even in the tough times when we're in the crucible of life, to melt us down like a refiner's fire, so that the impurities can be skimmed off. What impurities are in your life today? what impurities are coming to the surface that you notice and know need to be removed? What do you need to be healed of today? Not just of body, but of mind and of spirit too. How do you need Christ to come and skim the impurities from your life? Where in your life? I invite you today, on this, the second Sunday of Advent, with 2 weeks to go to Christmas, I invite you to come and kneel and to pray, and to allow the Holy Spirit of God to touch and to heal you, and skim from your surface the impurities that have bubbled up. Allow the refining fire of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to melt you down, and allow Him to skim off those impurities today. You are invited to come and to kneel and to pray, to receive a touch of oil, a symbol of the healing presence of God, and to allow Him to relieve you of your impurities. In this time of preparation, don't turn down this opportunity to allow the refining fire of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to melt you and refine you into the silver and the gold that Jesus wants you to be. Come and kneel and pray for the grace of Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.